We're talking about the topic of Indigenous Muslims today, and you've conducted extensive research into this area. First of all, can you tell us, to the best of your knowledge, is this trend continuing to rise?
If we look at the 2006 censuses and the two before that, we do see that the numbers are rising. In 1996 and 2001, there were just over 600 Indigenous Muslims in Australia in each of those censuses. But in the subsequent one, in 2006, the number had risen by 60% to more than 1,000. So it's still not huge numbers if we look at the, you know, population of Australia, but it is a significant climb.
What can you tell us about the motives that you found?
Well, yeah, I conducted interviews with Indigenous Muslims for my book, Islam Dreaming. Some of those were descended from Muslim fathers or forefathers, but they wouldn't classify themselves as practicing Muslims. Perhaps they had an Afghan Kamelia father or grandfather, or a Malay, so-called Malay man who came to work in the pearl shelling industry. And then there were others who didn't have that family history but had decided to embrace Islam. And I found that the men and women who converted to Islam shared many commonalities with converts across, you know, globally. Their experiences were that they enjoyed feeling part of a community, that they found Muslims to be extremely welcoming and hospitable. In many ways, they felt that by becoming Muslim, they were sort of going back to their traditional sort of pre-colonial Indigenous identity, because they could see there are many similarities in traditional Indigenous societies and Islamic ones, for instance. Men can have more than one wife. Arranged marriages were common to both societies. Men were usually much older than their wives. There are gendered spheres of influence, so the sort of men's business and women's business. So the Indigenous people I spoke to sort of felt reaffirmed in their Aboriginality by becoming Muslim, and that wasn't something I expected to find at all.
What about traditional aspects of Aboriginal spiritualism? Have any of the Indigenous converts you've interviewed, or their families perhaps, expressed any regret at that being overlooked?
Most of the Aboriginal Muslim people I spoke to, and according to census figures as well, are younger people, so sort of under 30 years old, and they live in metropolitan centres, the majority in Sydney as well. So these are people who have felt that they haven't had access to their traditional spiritual beliefs, and perhaps access to, you know, their languages or their traditional ways of life. So I guess Islam to them helps provide an alternative route back to those roots. Some people explained to me that they felt they didn't have a full identity. You know, they could claim Aboriginality, but they didn't really have, you know, the full exposure to the, to what that meant, you know, to their traditional culture. So Islam sort of helps fill that gap a bit, I suppose. So of course, yeah, some of the people I spoke to lament the fact that they don't have access to that traditional way of life and traditional spirituality, but, you know, once the language is lost and the people die, that access is simply not possible.
And from the research that you've done, the people that you've spoken to, would you say that for some of them at least, the decision to become Muslim has been life-changing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for all of them, yes, on so many levels. I mean, Islam, you know, you can't drink, you shouldn't gamble, so, you know, just on that very basic level, some people have found it very helpful to align themselves to a faith that foregoes some of the things that have had adverse effects in Indigenous communities.